This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you have been told to not eat spicy food? You have GERD, you have, I apologize, veteran homeowners, we love you, but apparently these ads keep coming up. Many of us have been told no more spicy food. You're having reflux, you're having heartburn, and we have a heartburn epidemic. People are taking these PPI medications, and these PPI medications have been linked to cancer and dementia and bone loss and all sorts of things. But there are some health benefits to hot peppers. Apparently, the capsaicin is a chemical in the part of the pepper that holds the seeds. And we have found studies to find that sometimes these hot peppers actually help your migraines. They also found that if somebody ate one fresh or dried hot red chili peppers at least once a month for almost 20 years, they lowered their chances of death by 13%. The study is being, or this discussion is also posted on WebMD. I have eaten spicy food to clear my nose. I always have a runny nose. I always get stuffy. And just because, you know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, we have a lot of dust, and I get kind of allergic to some of the olive trees and some of the other weeds and plants that we have. But I got to tell you, sometimes a hot pepper, the capsaicin especially, helps open up my sinuses. There's also been reports that it could increase your metabolism. Apparently, these spicy foods or hot peppers that have capsaicin will activate a sensory neuron called TRPV1 that helps keep fat from building up and controls your appetite. But I got to tell you, see, one of the reasons why I don't like spicy is I want to be able to taste my food. And when you eat spicy, you're like, whoa, whoa, I need water. So you eat slower and you probably eat less. But for it to actually speed up metabolism, wow. It can also scramble pain signals. Apparently, you may feel less pain because your body is dealing with the heat of the hot pepper. There's also been studies saying that it could soothe arthritis, neuropathy, fibromyalgia. You know, these are creams, capsaicin creams, and some of the studies have been mixed, but that's one of the theories. They also say it could fight cancer. Apparently, it has killed cells linked to more than 40 types of cancer, including colon, liver, lung, pancreatic cancers, and leukemia. The other problem, though, is we've had studies saying it might be linked to cancer in and of itself. Not to mention, if you have repeated acid reflux, that could then cause cancer of the esophagus. So, right now, I don't want to call it, you know, a cancer cure, but I wouldn't be surprised if it does have some anti-cancer properties. It also helps preserve food. Hot peppers are natural antimicrobials. They can kill germs and other microorganisms that could spoil canned or packaged foods. So sometimes chili pepper extracts might be better than some artificial preservatives. There's also vitamin C in hot peppers, vitamin B, vitamin A, antioxidants, vitamin E. Chile is Spanish for pepper. I also thought pimienta is also Spanish for pepper. Anyway. So in Mexico, a chile could be a kind of pepper, mild or sweet. But chili, like as a chili pepper, means hot. So they just said you might want to kind of understand that sometimes, depending on the country, You know, you might think your chili pepper is sweet. I always ask, is this hot or how hot is it? So there's the Scoville heat scale that rates the capsaicin level based on how much sugar water it takes to neutralize the heat. It ranges from 0 to 1.641 million Scoville heat units. The top score has been, up until now, the Carolina Reaper. Dried peppers are hotter than the fresh. The thinner the stem, the hotter the pepper. Well, now apparently, the Guinness World Record for hottest chili pepper has been awarded to something called Pepper X, which now is 2.69 million Scoville heat units. So compared to the California Reaper, which was 1.6 million, wow. Pepper X is a crossbred pepper created by Ed Curry, who owns the Pucker Butt Pepper Company in South Carolina. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers, a pack of pickled peppers, Peter Piper picked. The Carolina Reaper pepper previously held the world record for hottest chili pepper. But the Carolina Reaper is about 1.64 million. That means this Pepper X is about three times as spicy. Although, if it clocks in at 2.6 million Scoville heat units, maybe the math is a little different with the units. They say comparatively, a poblano pepper is 1,000 units. A jalapeno is 5,000. So if you can't handle a jalapeno at 5,000, don't even try one of these California Reapers or Pepper X's. A habanero pepper, one of the spiciest non-hybrid peppers, about 100,000 SHUs. Pepper X has a higher SHU rating than police issue pepper spray and bear spray. Wow. Mr. Curry said, it's not an enjoyable experience. I was feeling the heat, he said, for 3.5 hours, then the cramps came. The cramps are horrible. He said, I was laid out flat on a marble wall for approximately an hour in the rain, growing in pain. Okay. Well, you know, they have these challenges. My kids did a challenge where they went through all the pepper sauces, and they had milk and water, and who had to flinch and who went to the milk first? I'm like, you guys are idiots.
We know what we're doing, Mom.
You guys are idiots. What are you doing? Stop it. So, be careful, people. Pepper X. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member.
My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a growing concern that many of you have had and have commented to me on, and I've seen it too, is our colleges going to be just for one political party, just for one half of the country? And is a student who doesn't want to be liberal or even Republican, whatever, going to even have a fighting chance at higher education? We're watching what's happening now. Apparently at one of the schools, women were taking down the pictures of missing Israelis and missing hostages. The reports about the babies, things like that. and they did it in support of Palestine. We see protests on college campus, and I went to college. Trust me, I've been in school for many years to become a doctor. And seeing students feel passionate about something is a part of our American fabric. So not uncommon on college campuses to have people feel one way or the other, have signs, have, you know, it's a part of our forming an identity and trying to find where the community we want. But these latest protests are starting to worry people in terms of support of what Hamas did. As I said, you could be pro-Israel, you could be pro-Palestine, but when some of these protests are taking a turn where they are supporting the carnage, the rape, our friend's niece being burned alive, people who were innocent, had nothing to do with the conflict, actually supporting that, and it's frightening. And we have had students tell us, you know, things, not just about what's been happening the last few days, but there was one student who I guess a parent told me had failed their paper because when they wrote their college paper, they had used he or she in terms of a person, and they didn't use they, them. So they failed the whole assignment. And it wasn't a gender studies. It was just one of the classes where the teacher did not like. Like if you said Einstein discovered, you know, the theory of relativity, you know, equals MC squared. He did this in 1930. Failed the paper. And I've told you, students are confused because we used to get into a lot of trouble if we used the plural for a singular. If Bobby walked into a store and you wrote they bought a ball, you would get in trouble because you used a plural for a singular. You were supposed to say he got a ball or he purchased a ball. And so these things have been happening. There was one assignment. This is an assignment that's a pretty common one I'm hearing, where students are in a STEM class, so a science class. And their first assignment is not learning about the science and the basics of that. It's, guys, I want you to go onto Wikipedia. I want you to pick a woman or somebody of an underserved community, study them, and put a post in Wikipedia about that person. Because we need to increase Wikipedia's volume of women or minorities. Now, I think that is a nice thing to do if you have somebody within that field that, you know, performed a great act, you know, to science, et cetera. You know, you discover something. Yeah, but, you know, when somebody's going in there to learn science, they have to learn science. If medical school is all about, you know, what are we going to do to, you know, make sure that, you know, Wikipedia has all the proper, people like if Dr. Papanikolaou, who came up with the pap smear, if his wife was a part of it, you know, should a medical student be learning what a pap smear is, how to perform one, what the ramifications are if a pap smear is abnormal? Or should they be spending all their effort trying to write entries into the computer about Dr. Papanikolaou's wife when we can't interview and confirm? And, you know, and I look, being a woman, I do think a lot of women were underrepresented. You wonder how many of these inventors did have wife input, but wives are like, look, I don't need the credits, all you. And again, if my husband did something and I helped him with, take all the credit, I don't care. But I get that if there are individuals who helped and they aren't, you know, acknowledged, it's a nice thing to do. But that can't be your core learning. It can't be your core curriculum. And many students are feeling like before they could even learn what they need to learn, they need to make sure they check all the woke boxes. And it's hard enough to learn calculus. It's hard enough to learn Shakespeare. It's hard enough alone to learn physics and marketing and accounting. But it seems like colleges are under all this liberal pressure to make sure the students are infused with, you know, politics. I worked for the EPA. I want us to be environmentally conscious. Nobody should be littering. You know, if we don't have to spray hairspray like we did in the 80s and mess up, you know, the environment, you know, if there's better ways to spray, absolutely. Making asthma inhalers less toxic to the environment and the ozone layer, pretty cool. But do we have to infuse a math class or a accounting class or an economics class with climate change? And so there's going to be a market for education that keeps out all the extra political narrative stuff. And I get the colleges can be a breeding ground now for individuals who could be social justice warriors. And I want people to be involved in their community. I love it when somebody wants to run for office. I don't care if you want to run Republican, Democrat, whatever. The fact that you care and you want to make the world a better place, that's wonderful. But if these colleges are not giving both sides, if they are not creating a, you know, we don't want clones. We don't want only one level of thinking. There's been studies where conservatives feel they can't even air their concerns. They can't even air their ideas. We used to have debate class. And with debate class, somebody had to debate for abortion, somebody had to debate against abortion. Somebody had to debate for fetal tissue research, somebody had to debate against fetal tissue research. Somebody had to debate for longer yellow lights, some shorter yellow lights, whatever. And nobody got vilified. Nobody got, because they understood that the person assigned, you might not even feel that way. But the art of debate is learning how to take an argument. Just like in law, you might think, you know, your client's guilty, but you have to argue in a court of law to help them win. But now if you even bring up something like, you know, but look, you know, we have the Grand Canyon, we've had floods, we had the Ice Age, we've had, you know, the Galveston hurricane of 1900. That was the worst hurricane ever and killed 10,000 people. True, we didn't have warnings at the time. You know, since we've had natural disasters before, you know, if climate change is causing our natural disasters now, what happened then? Can't bring that up. You can't bring up, can we talk about exactly what is climate change if climate always changes? You know, if you bring something up, you're vilified. And so if the average person is like, I don't want to go to college because I don't want to be bombarded with this. I don't want to be isolated. I don't want to be canceled. How do they get their higher education? Now, we're going to be talking about later how a lot of, I guess, states are starting to look at public school or vouchers to use for private school. So parents could get out of the public school system because the public school is incorporating a lot of politics now. And, we need people to learn. We need people to understand what the situation is, but both sides. And sometimes there's three sides. Sometimes there's four sides. But if it's not relevant to the curriculum core, let these kids learn the curriculum core. Because we have a lot of people that can't read, write, do math like they need to. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Help on the way for the people of Gaza.
The United States and Israel has announced a development plan that will provide humanitarian aid from contributing nations to civilians in Gaza. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken made the announcement in Tel Aviv, saying that it is critical that aid begins to arrive soon in Gaza. I'm Lance Pry.
The former Speaker of the House, 100% behind the latest GOP nominee for the job, Representative Kevin McCarthy, is confident Ohio Republican Jim Jordan will take over as House Speaker. Artillery and rocket fire continue for another night as Israeli troops stand ready to attack at the border of Gaza. Texas Governor Greg Abbott pressuring state lawmakers to pass a plan that would allow parents to use their tax dollars to send their kids to private schools. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of my favorite cities is New York City. I love New York. And I love the idea of getting around without needing a car. You could walk blocks, hundreds of blocks, and not even break a sweat. It's because it's flat. It's an entertaining walk. I love walking around. New York is amazing. And then, if you don't want to walk, you got a subway system. A very intricate subway system. Unfortunately, with the subway system, we've had some dangerous things happen. And when I would be in New York, I was blown away at how people would stand near the edge of the platform. New Yorkers are tough. They are just a tough breed. And here I am at the subway going, okay, so I got to make sure, you know, I do this right. There's going to be a line. I'm going to be nice. When I stand in line, my friend's like, you just go and you grab a seat, you grab a spot. Otherwise, you aren't going to get in. You rush the subway. And I go, but it's moving fast, and there's no railing, and there's a platform, and I don't want to fall. I don't want to accidentally push somebody. They go, it's a blood sport. All right, we're riding the subway. You do what the other New Yorkers do. And I started noticing, the more I've been in New York and subway, I get closer and closer to that platform. And I'm just standing near the platform. Because it doesn't occur to me that somebody would push you into an oncoming train. Well, it should now occur to people, because that's what's been happening. Also, you could have a medical event and faint. And if you faint, and you're too close to that platform, you could fall onto the tracks. So tragically yesterday, or actually I think it was this morning, an 18-year-old woman was fatally struck by a train after she suffered a sudden medical episode. She fell onto the tracks at a Queens subway station. This was at the Roosevelt Avenue 74th Street station in Jackson Heights. This happened at 6:40 a.m., and she fell onto the Manhattan-bound E train tracks. She was discovered lying on the roadbed, unconscious and unresponsive. A lot of trauma to her body, according to the police. And the young woman was traveling alone, was pronounced dead. And witnesses said it looked like she suffered an unexpected medical episode that apparently caused her to lose her balance, tumble onto the tracks. It was then into the path of the oncoming train. Now, I guess the family has not been notified, or pending family notification, will know who it is. But, oh my gosh. And being a physician, I see medical events, and I am aware of medical events all the time. But I also don't think that the average public understands how often these things can occur. And you will hear things like, yeah, he fell asleep at the wheel. Or he must have been drunk. How do you know it wasn't a medical event? What if he passed out? What if he had a seizure? What if he had an abnormal heart rhythm? What if he had a mini stroke? You know, I don't want to depress anybody, but for us to be right now living and breathing and heart beating and sitting or standing upright, it's an act of God. It's amazing that we are living beings. And the biology and the physics and the chemistry and the engineering behind it all, wow. Mother Nature, God, whatever you believe in, to build a human being and for us to do what we do, wow. But the probability of something going wrong is a lot higher than we think. And we don't want to think about it. Ignorance is bliss. The last thing I want to think about is, God forbid, having a medical event. Fainting. Becoming dizzy. Seizing. Having a stroke. Having a heart attack. Having an abnormal heart rhythm. I don't want to think about that. I just don't. I got to live my life. I could worry about it all day long then. But you do need to plan for it. You do need to, and I do this as a doctor. I'm like, maybe I shouldn't stand here in case I faint. And I don't faint. I've only fainted once my whole life. I was bowling. I think I was maybe 19, 20 at the time. My friend goes, Dahlia, you're up. We weren't drinking, nothing like that. We're just bowling. My friend goes, Dahlia, you're up. I stand up, and I guess I stood up too quickly that I just start to fall forward. And my friend caught me. He kind of caught me, you know, under the arms, by the boobs, but it's okay. He's my gay friend and totally fine. He saved me because I could have, like, really smashed my face up. I just almost face planted. And I called the hospital, and I said, you know, I feel fine, but I got up. I almost face planted. Then I got really sweaty, and they go, well, you had a vasovagal episode. You had a vasovagal episode where, you know, maybe your blood pressure dropped, or you, you know, just, you know, you could come in if you want to, but just make sure you hydrate. And I think all vasovagal episodes need to be evaluated, but I didn't get evaluated. It's never happened since. And I try to get up very slowly now. But having that happen when I'm healthy and I was only 19, you know, I learned very easily that that could happen at any time, any place. And I might not have my friend who could catch me. especially nowadays that nobody wants to touch anybody's boobies, right? Because they could get sued or arrested. So who's going to catch me? They're going to be like, yeah, well, let her fall. Then at least, you know, we're not going to be accused of anything. Not that I would ever accuse, but, you know, people now with videos and all that can make something bigger than it is. And so, you know, if you are, let's say, driving and you got a grandkid in the car, now, think about Plan B. What you hear every once in a while, grandpa or grandma have a medical event and the child needs to operate the vehicle to pull it over to the side of the road for safety. Maybe talk to your kids about, look, if you're ever driving with grandma or grandpa or one of us, this is what you do. I told you with my kids, I did little drills where I would, it was right when phones first came out and they were old enough to understand what to do. And I said, all right, mommy's going to pretend like something happened. All right, I'm going to be on the ground. What do you guys do? They're like, go into the cookie jar. Like, stop it. Seriously. So I showed them where to find my phone, go into my pockets, how to call 911, unlock the front door so paramedics could come in, and then how to start performing CPR if it's needed. And you had to train your kids. Absolutely, I'm going to train my kids. You know how often kids save their family members' lives? Why aren't all kids learning CPR and basic life support and things like that? Now, how do you prevent having a medical event in the first place? Well, if you at all have dizziness, chest pain, shortness of breath, weakness, near fainting feelings, get that checked out immediately. My father had fainted. We didn't know about this until he died a week or two later. And my mom said, you know, he fainted a couple weeks back, but got up and we didn't think anything of it. And I go, that was a mini heart attack. Why didn't anybody tell me? I would have told her to go to the hospital. And I was upset, and you know, but I didn't blame my mom. It's just my dad wouldn't have gone. It's not my mom's fault. My dad wouldn't have gone anyway. But he, a faint to me is always heart until or brain until proven otherwise. And so if at all you have been like, you know, I almost passed out the other day, or I felt like I was going to pass out, for the love of God, get yourself checked out. If you feel like, you know, I was just sitting here and I don't remember a couple minutes of that, that could have been a seizure that you didn't know about. Get yourself checked out, because the last thing you want is to have a medical event that you could easily survive, but happen in an area where you could get killed. Or you kill somebody else because you're behind the wheel. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So President Biden is going to take a trip to Israel. I've been asked if he should even do that in his state. He's the president. He has to. And I think it's a good move for him. From a medical standpoint, I mean, he wanted to be president. I'm sure he's going to be safe. They're going to do all the precautions like they did with Anthony Blinken and all the senators that came and the congressional entourage that came. But President Biden has to, again, fulfill his duties in office. And if he has an ally in Israel, which he does, and America needs Israel, and he needs to make decisions based on American troops and support for Israel, as well as we have hostages. We keep forgetting, Hamas declared war on America also when they took American hostages. The President of the United States needs to be there. Get our hostages back. Now, what's he going to do when he's there? He's got to be safe. No, but you know, is his health strong enough for him to go? If his health isn't strong enough, he shouldn't be president. You know, if a commander-in-chief is not able to command or to do the due diligence or the research or the groundwork to make that decision to command, they shouldn't be commander-in-chief. So if he feels well enough, yeah, apparently he is going to take this trip. The United States and Israel have agreed to develop a plan that will enable humanitarian aid from donor nations and multilateral organizations to reach civilians in Gaza. The U.S. president is also going to travel to Jordan. He's going to meet with King Abdullah II, President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi of Egypt, and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. A top U.S. diplomat in recent days met separately with all three leaders, all of whom have condemned the situation in Gaza. So Blinken met with Netanyahu, and I guess they were forced to shelter in place after air sirens warned of incoming rockets. Now, I don't think the president at all should be in any danger. You want to protect the president, and we don't want him in a war zone. We don't want him in Gaza. We don't want him on the border. Now, but if there is a safe location for him to meet with Israeli officials, and again, we keep forgetting there's Americans there that need saving and retribution if Hamas killed Americans. And President Biden needs to figure that out. And so it's, I think, imperative that whoever's our commander-in-chief and whoever is, you know, running our country and is going to be making decisions that may even involve U.S. troops, even though he's promised U.S. troops will not be fighting in this. You know, we may use our special forces to help get our Americans out. But it's very tricky in Gaza. You got tunnels. You got, they've been able to be, once Israel left to let Palestine rule themselves and they elected Hamas or Hamas took over, it was pretty insulated in terms of, and we saw that because we know they have tunnels, we know labyrinths of it, weapons. And so it's very complicated. It's not like they could go right in. And, you know, there's reports that a hospital has been targeted. We've known, unfortunately, with multiple reports that Hamas will use hospitals, will use schools as their above-ground decoy to have their headquarters or weapons. And so we knew, I just don't know which hospitals, we don't know. And apparently one has been targeted. Hopefully people weren't in there, but sadly we've known Hamas to use human shields. And it's a very frightening, complicated matter over there. So, you know, are there security risks? Even if Biden takes a trip to Europe and meets with Israeli officials there, but he has to understand what the situation is, and he has to work to get the Americans back. And I would love him to continue his support for Israel, absolutely. But just, you know, when people ask, why does he have to go down there? Well, because there's Americans in trouble. And I hope they are working around the clock to get those Americans, as well as any of the other hostages, back. So we'll keep you posted on that. But if he isn't healthy enough, you know, and it's nice that Secretary of State Antony Blinken is there, and he's met with multiple countries, and he's assessing, and he has reported back what he saw. He also said it's critical that aid begin flowing into Gaza as soon as possible. Israel's concerned that Hamas may seize or destroy aid entering Gaza or otherwise preventing it from reaching the people who need it. If Hamas in any way blocks humanitarian assistance from reaching civilians, including the seizing of the aid itself, we will be the first to condemn it and we will work to prevent it from happening again. So those in Gaza who are trapped, who don't feel like they could go, and again, there's been very conflicting reports if Hamas is allowing them to go or not. They need to get aid, just like the hostages need to get aid, as well as those who were killed and attacked and the families affected by the Hamas attack. And as we saw with Afghanistan, wanting to help those Afghanistan refugees or individuals in Afghanistan, what you sent to Afghanistan, the Taliban takes. And they decide what percentage they're going to give. And so, unfortunately, when you have a very chaotic ruler and rule in a nation, you know, if they really want to help the Palestinians, they step away. They could search the trucks, let the aid get in there. Now, I get Hamas might be nervous that there might be a Trojan horse. You know, but that, you know, we have got to make sure individuals can get the aid they need. So, yeah, I do think Biden should go. So we'll see what happens. I'm hoping this ends, but unfortunately we've been told that Iran might strike if Israel does do the ground entry. And there's Hezbollah has given their allegiance to Hamas and the fight. And this could turn into an absolute... This could be the start of World War III. When the Middle East decides to descend on Israel, and we have hostages from all over the world trapped there, it's going to involve all the countries. And like I said, America, unfortunately, is in this because they have Americans there. And it's a frightening thought that, you know, we want peace. I was just there a few months ago. Felt very safe. You know, American soldiers, Americans there, free to be there and feel safe. And right now, it's frightening. And having, you know, my friend's niece who was burned alive, and my family lives there, and there's really nowhere to go. You can't drive anywhere and drive to sit. You can't go anywhere. You got Hezbollah in the north. You got Gaza. You got the West Bank. You know, we don't know where you could go. Jordan, Syria, where are they going to be open to people wanting to leave? So those living there can be trapped. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.